and even the avatar of synthesis at that higher level. But he's going to pick somebody. Sounds like a person. Could be an overshadowing, could be a group, but we know that there will be some groups that will be more effective.
Well,
as
he
says
that there will have to be a group to be able to diffuse the energy because it's so powerful. But then he also talks about an individual. But he does say that his energy is so powerful it has to be diffused by a group.
So maybe it would be an individual within the group.
Right. That's what we're thinking by reading those two verses. Huh, Adam?
I like those verses.
Yeah. So we got to have a group to diffuse the energy, and then the point of the spear where you have one individual who leads it.
And then the group will probably all feel
Sean, you'd be a good leader.
And Annie pointed out that we needed 10 more people, wasn't it you? We had 14, so we get 10 more.
24. And you know what? We can do a lot of creative work with 7. So
Yeah.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to create this sound and create a vacuum, and we're going to draw down a member of the hierarchy.
Can I just say one thing? This past week I heard an analytical, logical analysis of the hummingbee beekeepers and their health and their well-being and just their health in general. They didn't really point out that was the reason, but I really loved what you said about that, because they were pointing out just the logical, what the eye can see and what the doctor can say about those types of people. They are more healthy and live longer. So,
well, people up in Sweden and certain areas, a lot of the Arcturians eat a lot of honey and bee pollen, and maybe, there are two things that milk and honey are taken from their source without causing any destruction to its source. Milk doesn't hurt the cow, honey doesn't hurt the bees, and yet they are the lifeblood, milk and honey. The land of milk and honey. I think it's symbolic of living in paradise where we have everything that we want and need. And the cool thing about a group is what one person doesn't have, the other person does have. Right, thank you. Knowledge is everywhere. Like who in this group has a yacht? You're right, we need to get 10 more members.
I had one, but I don't anymore.
Well, that doesn't do us a whole. Forgetting those things behind me, we move forward. Helicopter.
Well, Deborah here has a lodge, we'll just have to recruit her.
I'm close. I'm close, you set me up with all this stuff. Anyway, so in a group, as we become one, like cells in the body, whatever Marty has is mine. And whatever I have is Lucy's. And you can all come and help Sue in her garden. Sue, can't be.
I'm going to take a spin in my Corvette today.
Huh?
I'm going to take a spin in my Corvette today.
Okay. All right. Bring a change of underwear. Gonna give you a wild ride around the block. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to divide into 3 groups. Let's see, how many of us are there? 4?
15.
Okay, well, you guys, Sue, there's 4, 5, and Artie, 5. Okay, right here, divide you. So you guys are in one group. So Artie, you might come sit next to Sue. Joe, you and Asaf, and Marnie and Lucy, you're in a group. And take, let's see.
Do we go somewhere?
Yeah. No, you can just stay right here.
No, you can stay here.
Yeah, take
5 of us? With Adam?
No, you're with this group.
I'm with this group?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's going to be 5 of us.
We're going to have.
So, Darren, you're going to be with Joe. So, you got the 5 of you.
So, you?
5 of you. And then there will be the 5 of us.
With Adam.
Adam's with me now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Adam, come on closer. We need you over here in our group. So everybody get your group together closer.
You can see the major blue.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd Sue go? She's
looking
out. Alright, so let's do a little breathing, exercise. Remember, you're co-creators with God, and everything that He has is yours. All of the qualities, attributes, creative powers that He has are yours. You guys are much more powerful than you know. And together we're even more powerful.
And Marnie is it?
Yeah.
And who else?
Okay.
Yeah. So you got you five. Adam, come on up here with me.
Yeah, right here.
Okay, that's... Is that close enough? Okay.
He has a strong voice, yeah.
Hurry up, Sue, we're waiting.
So are we all doing the same sound, or
no.
One's doing the A, the other
I
one?
I will
you?
Let you know.
It's better be good, huh?
Just want to get ready.
He's making a choir album. How do you pronounce it?
Choir album.
Choir, yeah.
Because it's C-H-O-I-R. Choir, okay.
You know, it might be better if we all stand up. We can stand up. Don't you want to stand up? Come on, stand up. Yeah. But I want these three groups to be pretty close. Let's move this thing here so I can get over here in this group. Okay. So everybody get into your group. Move that thing. Tip it over.
I can't with all that there.
Okay, we're going to start off with the sacred sound. And what's the sacred sound of Thoth? Okay, so we're going to start off with a Okay, everybody.
Are we all saying?
Everybody's doing the You can do it however, whatever note you want. Well, here's a member of the hierarchy just showed up. Whoa, with great things to say. Sounds as good as bees under that tree. I was under that.
We started to float over here.
Okay, Joe, your group over there, you got this sound. Now you can do an ah. Ah. We're going to do. We're gonna do the M.
I can't do that anymore.
Okay. Now, the purpose of the A-U-M is to create. So what did we just create? We created a union. A union of souls.
Harmony.
That's, we're all connected. There's all nothing but good feelings of love, affection, appreciation, acknowledgement. Now, as a group, we're going to create a funnel and we're going to rise up and we're going to meet the member of the planetary hierarchy, whoever he or she may be, up there. By sounding the...
Do you know where her name's Marnie?
What sound are we going to make? The Om. We're going to do the Om.
They're dripping honey.
Okay, so we're going to use the same Om. What did they say?
They're dripping honey over there.
Oh, yeah, they're in the huddle, all right. They're huddled up. They're getting ready to get transported. Beam us up, they're saying. Beam us up. Okay, so we're going to use the same tone. That's you guys. That's your Sanctad number one.
Can
we
do that again?
Sanko.
No, the same sound goes from Sanko and
everything. Okay. Same
sound. Thank you.
next time.
We're doing this the next week.
Yeah, we'll be doing it for we're going to need more time.
Okay. All right, well, but
we didn't see anybody.
They came and checked out.
No, they don't. The master doesn't always come right away.
Comes when you least expect it.
That's fine. When does the master come, Marnie?
He came. Did you guys know?
You blinked.
I felt like that my left foot is
yes.
preventing me from lifting.
Oh, that's gravity. That ain't gravity. That's terrible. All right, we've opened the portal. He will come. Might be a sit dinner over there. One thing is for certain, we made a good sound together.
Yeah. Well, that's to be determined on the recording.
Okay.
But when we did the high, I didn't get any vibration.
Yeah.
But when I did a low,
my
body
vibrated.
You got to go where you're comfortable.
All right.
I think he would have come. She would have come.
Okay.
If he would have.
No, hang on. In closing. The teacher, the master will appear whenever he or she feels like it. Could be in a moment that we expect not. It will just, you'll know who it is. So thank you very much. That's my presentation.
Thank you.
And the plan was to go to dinner at 4:30. So
well, we'll leave here at 4:30, yeah.